Thank you and good morning. The public hearing scheduled for this afternoon at the Board of Supervisors meeting will be a discussion of the county medical marijuana ordinance. Following a public discussion, the board could adopt the ordinance that would regulate where medical dispensaries could operate outside of the coastal zone. The public hearing is a continuance of a hearing held at the last meeting in July, and staff was tasked with clarifying language and updating changes made to the medical marijuana land use ordinance. The board is also expected to approve an agreement between the County Department of Probation and Humboldt State University's California Center for Rural Policy to study the impacts that AB 109 has had on the county. AB 109 reduced the type and number of convicted felons sentenced to state prison, and the agreement will use a three-phase study to determine its impacts locally. The board is also expected to approve Measure Z contracts with the Area 1 Agency on Aging, the Rio Del Police Department, and the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association for the allocation of sales tax revenue from Measure Z. Local volunteer fire departments will receive $2.2 million for upgrades to safety equipment and radios. Rio Del will get $35,000 to hire a police officer, and the Area 1 Agency on Aging will get $10,000. The supervisors will also send a letter to Sacramento expressing their opposition to a state Senate bill that would require local contractors to use workers who are trained in local apprentice programs. Noting that Humboldt County does not have a large number of apprentice training programs and that local workers get training from other sources, the board opposes Senate Bill 762 unless it can be amended to fit the county's needs. On August 15th, sheriff's deputies and the Coast Guard responded to a report that a body had been found at the beach at College Grove in Trinidad. The Coast Guard dropped a rescue swimmer and a sheriff's deputy from a helicopter to the location, and they later determined that the victim had fallen about 75 feet off a cliff and onto the beach. The body has been identified as that of 46-year-old Anthony Wayne Hodson from Denver, Colorado. Hodson's death is being treated as accidental. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. One of the largest expenses for local governments is an expense that will keep growing: pensions for retired employees. Cities across the county and county government itself are searching for ways to lower pension costs, and if a ballot initiative passes, California voters will have a say in pensions as well. An initiative introduced by the former mayor of San Jose and a former San Diego City Council member, the Voter Empowerment Act, would require voter approval for any defined benefit program, require voters to approve any increases in pensions for existing government employees, and prohibit any taxpayer subsidy or government retirement benefits in excess of 50% of the cost unless voters expressly approve a higher contribution. Chuck Reed, the former mayor of San Jose, said in a statement that this simple pension reform initiative gives voters the ability to stop sweetheart and unsustainable pension deals that politicians concoct behind closed doors with government union bosses. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wildfires burning on federal lands have scorched more than 100,000 acres since the end of July. And now that bow hunting season has opened, forest officials want local residents to be aware of forest, road, and trail closures. Smoke from wildfires continues to be an issue for residents in the immediate fire areas, but also surrounding areas. And the Air Quality District has dozens of monitoring stations set up across the region. Hazardous air quality alerts have been issued for the Higham Palm and Denny regions due to the river complex of fires, and clean air centers have been set up in Weaverville, Junction City, and Hay Fork. Residents are encouraged to use caution when performing outdoor activities due to the poor air quality. Unhealthy air quality alerts have also been issued for residents in Willow Creek, Orleans, Witchpeck, and Dinsmore. CAL FIRE expects to have the Humboldt complex of fires contained by the end of the week. The fires are burning near Dinsmore and Alder Point and have scorched nearly 5,000 acres. The river and root complexes of fires continue to affect the region, and the river complex in Trinity County has resulted in mandatory evacuations and burned more than 38,000 acres. The root complex has burned more than 28,000 acres and, combined with the Mad River complex, have affected Highway 36 and surrounding areas. The Gaskee and Nikowitz fire complexes burning to the north have burned a combined 7,000 acres. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.